You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rob Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpeard from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I don't know about you, and I can't testify for you, but I know I'm going up yonder. Come on and bless the Lord, somebody. I said, come on and bless the Lord, somebody. I said, bless the Lord, somebody. We're living in a time of great uncertainty. Did you hear me? We're living in a time of great uncertainty. We're living in a time when we are no longer safe anywhere. Hello? You are not safe here. But what sense does it make if you run out of the building and hop into your car? You're not safe there either. And what if you make it to the car and you make it home? You're still not safe there. And it's not everywhere that we are, we have the opportunity to make some noise and to praise God. Not everywhere that we have the opportunity to be, we are hearing somebody telling us that God is to be magnified. So when you have come to a place, should I say when you have come to the place, where the name of the Lord ought to be lifted on high, you should do it with all of your might. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a mighty praise. I say, put your hands together, give the Lord a mighty praise. And before I get into the word, I want to tell you what I hear in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Because as we worship God, I hear the voice of the Lord said to me, tell the people, when it's time to worship, we have to come in oneness. Some can't be standing and some sitting. Honey, I don't want you to let me lose my battle. It takes one faint heart for us to lose the battle. But when we all come together, hell have to back up. When we all come together, even heaven have to move. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? So I hear in the realm of the spirit that the Lord said, I should let you know that there is war in the atmosphere. Did you hear me? There is war in the atmosphere. War in the atmosphere. War in the hemisphere. Well, let the Lord have his way. Well, I guess somebody missed that word. But the Lord said to tell you that there is war in the atmosphere. And let me tell you what is going to stop the war. It is our praise. I'm not even now talking about our prayers. I'm talking about a radical praise. I'm talking about a together praise. A praise that will call an attention.
Spirit will allow me to know that this time of the year, there is always a war in the atmosphere. You know why? Because we have been through Rosh Hashanah. We have eaten and we have decreed and we have declared that the year would be sweet. Oh, you're missing it. That our verdicts are going to be ripened. Mando bokondiasa. So whatever it is that the enemy is building against you, God is going to ripen that gourd. Oh, you don't understand. So there is war in the atmosphere. And then we have come to the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Engathering. We have come and we have shouted. We have laid down from that which the Lord has blessed us with all year round. And we plow the fields again. And we have sown seed. And the Lord said to tell you, there is war in the atmosphere. War against rain. War against sunlight. War against your seed giving birth. Oh, you don't even understand it. And so it is in this time. It is in this time, sweet girl. It is in this time where if you're not careful, the spirit of depression will set in. Because when there is a war, something is going to be shut down. When there is a war, we are being deprived of something. When there is a war, we stand to lose everything. But if God is on your side. Oh, you didn't even hear that. But if God is on your side. I said if God is on your side. Man, not on your side. If God is on my side. Oh, you ought to rise up on your feet. And say the Lord is on my side. Right, be seated. When there's a war, our government becomes hopeful because war brings spoils. Break it down. War brings blessings. The winning side will obtain victory. The winning side get the gold, the silver, the diamond, the bronze, the brass, the iron. Are you listening to me? And every government is hopeful that my soldiers are the best of the best. And that's why every country have a spy in every country. Hello? Hello? We could have a spy sitting right here in the church. We don't even know it. Hello? And that's why the government keep tap on every one of us. Don't you dare think that Uncle Sam don't know about you. And some of you talking about you're hiding. They know exactly where every illegal person is. They can pick you up if they want to. They don't have that time to waste their precious energy to find you. But if they want to, they know exactly where you're at. I got news for you. There are some days I pick up my phone, getting ready to leave my house, and it says, oh, you've got 8 minutes to get you to 2400 Weir Drive. You silly phone. Did I tell you my business? Did I tell you where I was going? But my phone tracked me. Where do you go this time of the morning? Where do you go this time of the day? And I'm telling you, if you have a smartphone you calculate where you're going before you even decide where you're going. How much more about heaven? The Lord knows every move I'm about to make. He know every thought I'm about to think. Before it even enter into my mind, the Lord know it. But I come with good news. Because fasting is a great thing. In fasting, the Lord reveal himself. He said that the fasting that he has chosen is the fasting that undo heavy burden, the fasting that burst the bond of wickedness. Anybody love fasting? You should love fasting. I don't know about you, but I know I got a whole lot of enemies. Enemies that won't show themselves as enemies. All right. So I got to fast. Because fasting burst the bond of wickedness. And fasting undo heavy burden. Anybody heavy laden, turn your plate down. Anybody stressed, turn your plate down. Fasting help you to break every yoke, not some yoke, but all yokes. Come on and shout amen. This week while I was in fasting and as we continue to go through the book of Isaiah, I realized how Isaiah got angry with God at one point. And in his prayer, he began to question God. Aren't you the mighty one? What has happened to you? Have you forgotten how to be God? And as he argued with God in his prayer, it was a long prayer. I love God. God responded. God would allow him to know. God let him know. And can I just break it down in layman term? You could curse me until you're blue in the face. You could pray until you're lost for words. I am God and I am angry. And I won't stop what I'm doing. Lord God, somebody shout, have mercy on me, Lord. In the book of Isaiah 60, God said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. You won't force me before my time. I got a time. Did you know that God don't stay angry with us forever? Let me ask those of you that have been carrying some sins for years upon years upon years. You can't forgive yourself. God don't even remember when you did it, where you did it, how you did it, and who you did it to. God have already passed that place a long time ago. But you come to church and Satan said, oh, don't worship. I remember what you did. Yes, I remember when you stole that man. Yes, I remember when you stole that woman. Yes, I remember. And you quickly put your hand down. But God will not chide forever. Not be angry forever. So he said, arise. Shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hello? Go on, move me along. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Now, Israel had backslid from God's commandments in such a horrible way that God had to leave them up. Are you listening to me? And I want you to understand this. When this church, 2400 Weir Drive, has gone a whoring, it doesn't simply mean that every single iota person has gone a whoring. But if two of us has gone a whoring, the church has gone a whoring. Oh, so you, I know you didn't think that you matter. Yes, you do. Because you are a part of our body. Come on and say amen. And so Israel went a whoring and God became angry. But he said, light is coming. Light is coming. I'm going to have mercy upon you. And the Gentile is going to flow into your light. Let me tell you. When you visit the Holy Land, even now, and you see the thousands of thousands of thousands of people that flows into Jerusalem, even just to rest their hand on the Wailing Wall, it would amaze you. When we went to Greece, we found out that only 12 million people that lives there are in Athens. But on a yearly basis, 39 million people flows into Athens just to get a taste of history. Imagine that. Imagine that. Just to be able to get a taste of history. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. Look. It hasn't come yet. But look in the spirit. I want to say to those of you that are heavy laden, depressed, down, can't see your way, look through your spirit eye and see things has already better. Things is better. Now look with me. Look around you. Look. Can you see? Can you see your son out of prison? Can you see? Nudge your neighbor and say, can you see? Can you see your finances out the hole? Can you see? Like some of you wouldn't even look. Look! See, that is the problem with us. We only like to look at what is in front of us. But look beyond the beyond. The brother testified that he looked and he realized that cancer has no power over my body. Look! Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed by thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea here represent people, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. Aren't you happy that you are converted? Aren't you happy that you are a part of the conversion? Oh, not your neighbor and say, God saw me before I was even conceived. You are more than a conqueror. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, look at you. You can't even think of the great place that God will bring you to. You can't even see it. Huh? Just say, poor thing. Listen to this. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Why am I bringing this to you today? Why? Because it might just sound like I'm just reading. I'm bringing this to you today so that I can stir the spirit of evangelism in you. Because I've come to find out that the reason why we are not evangelizing like we should, we are yet to see the reward. People don't do things for naught. People will not do something for nothing. there is always an underlining reason.
Okay,
stay there. Everything that people do is for a reason. Unless you're mad. Are you listening to me? There is a reason. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come and shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. You haven't seen praise yet. What is Isaiah foreseeing here? Isaiah is foreseeing what is going to happen within the millennial. Oh! All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of Nebo shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance and mine altar, and I will be glorified in the house of. Go on. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the dove of their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ship of Tarshish first to bring thy son from far, their silver and their gold with them unto the name of the Lord thy God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. Listen. Do you realize when the word of the Lord says the riches of the Gentiles is laid up for the righteous? Do you think that God is coming to bad up anybody to bring them in? People are just going to bring their wealth and their glory. So keep on buying, honey. Keep on buying those diamonds. I know whose neck will be wearing them. And some people just think that you ought to be just a bare Christian. Oh, people ought to have stuff. Oh, stop coveting the world when you see the world getting stuff. Oh, let them get stuff. Lord God, give them stuff. Give them more gold. Lord, give them more diamonds. Oh, Lord, give them more silver. For surely it shall come to Jerusalem. Surely it shall come to the house of God. And can you imagine that God is watching some of us using our tithes and offering, buying some stuff we can only wear one time, because as soon as you sweat and it turns black. Then how can God trust you to come to Jerusalem, honey, where you're going to see real diamonds and real gold and real silver? Come talk with me. I know you thought that when you got to Jerusalem, you were going to be a butterfly. I know you thought that you weren't going to have any sense of who you are. Lying teaching. Come on. And I'm going to prove some stuff to you. It's exciting. Just nudge your neighbor and say, wait a while. She's going somewhere. And the sons of the strangers shall build up thy walls. The walls of Jerusalem will be rebuilt. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me tell you something. The Wailing Wall is only a piece of the Wailing Wall that still remains, Bishop Shaw. Of course, it's a big old piece. But it's only a piece. And strangers are going to come and they're going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, because Yeshua will return and he will reign as king. And a kingdom must be built. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Now, nudge your neighbor and say, where will you be when he come to reign as king? Say, honey, I'll be in the palace. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm going to move to court. Oh, some of you don't even know what that is. Court is where the king lives. And you're not going to court to be servants. You're going to court to be priests. and to have territories under your control. Oh, look at you looking at me. Wondering, what is she talking about? Oh, tell somebody, I'm going to court. So they shall build thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. Look at the neighbor and say, do you know who is going to serve me? Kings. Now, touch another neighbor. You're talking to the wrong neighbor. Touch another neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm all royalty. Brother Beckford, I'm all royalty. What's the name? You remember the Cinderella movie? Anybody remember Cinderella? Yeah, Cinderella. Oh, she was treated so badly when she was the rightful heir. And she scrubbed floors. Oh, Lord, and she cooked and she washed. And oh, Lord, the little prissy girls, they mocked her. And poor Cinderella did not have what to wear, only to know that the throne was hers. Nudge your neighbor, say, be careful how you treat me. Say, don't you look at me like that. So kings shall minister unto thee, and in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have mercy on thee. So even when God is angry with you, be like this. Don't get back fresh with him. Just. And wait on him. Because his wrath will not last forever. Oh, I wish somebody understood that. Therefore, thy gate shall be open continually. No more will I shut it down at a certain hours. Let the gold come. Let the silver come. Oh, let them come from the four corners of the earth. Open the gate. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles. Aren't you glad? I'm so happy I'm not a Gentile. I'm a recipient of that which a Gentile has. And that their kings may be brought. Open the gate, 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 open the gate. You see, when Yeshua comes to reign as Lord, all the legalism will be done away with. Open up the gate. I'm Lord of the Sabbath. Open the gate. My God. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Did I not talk about millennium? What time of year is this? Feast of Tabernacles. The nation that shall not serve thee shall perish. Upon the nations that will not come up for the Feast of Tabernacles, upon that nation shall no rain fall. Somebody shall perish. No water, you doomed. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. Can you imagine that God show Isaiah all of this end time revelation? Something that he wouldn't live to see happen in his time. You see how you have to be careful how you're not prophecy? The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, and to beautify the palace of my sanctuary. Now God have a time, and I'm going to pass this through, and I want you to look at this, because this is a temple in Greece that was built to the god Zeus.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow Got in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on